I got crows at my window, dogs at my door. I don't think I can take anymore. What am I doing wrong? I don't know. My brother told me life's not a pain. That was right when it started to rain. Where am I going wrong? I don't know, but it's all right.
Hello again and welcome to I've Got a Beatles podcast with Dave and Chris, and we are hot off the press with a mini episode for you today to discuss these two new Paul McCartney songs. It just came out yesterday. We're recording on June 21st, and they came out yesterday, June 20th, and they're the first two songs. It's a single, double A side. I guess that's still relevant nowadays, for his new album, Egypt Station. And pretty interesting how this all came about. So I know, Chris, you follow Paul on Instagram and Twitter and stuff. So what has he been doing to kind of get us going here?
Well, his Instagram went white, and all of the previous Instagram posts were deleted, which is not uncommon these days. I follow a singer called Anna Calvi, and she did a similar thing in the build-up to the like announcement about her album coming out. So I was sort of like, oh, I bet you this is new album. And we started seeing some interesting images.
Yeah.
Little half tickets with like a couple letters on there, and people were like guessing what the letters were. Mm-hmm. And I actually saw a person guess Egypt Station based as like, hey, didn't he have a painting called Egypt Station? So this guy must be mega super fan.
Yeah.
But that is it. It's Egypt Station. That's his new album coming out.
Scheduled to come out on September 7th. And the producer of the album is Greg Kurstin, who I was just reading about him a while ago. He's had a lot of recent success, especially co-wrote the song Hello with Adele. And do you know some of his other work?
I know he's worked with Sia in the past, too.
Okay. Okay,
so that singer there where you can't see her face.
Oh, right. And now Sir Paul McCartney. So we kept seeing, like you were saying, these little images, and his Twitter icon or his picture and stuff kept changing, and it was like this crude pyramid drawing. And I don't know, if you go to the videos, which are all over now, but you can see them on YouTube for these two songs, you see a lot of the imagery from, I guess, from this painting. But do you know what a lot of people are saying it looks like?
Gontropo.
Yes, your favorite George Harrison album.
Isn't it everybody's favorite?
Well, it is. Of course, of course.
But really, it comes from his painting.
Yeah.
From the 80s. So, So Egypt Station, it looks like it's going to be 14 songs.
Mm-hmm.
Right now on the McCartney website, you can buy the colored vinyl pre-orders.
Oh, yeah.
Color vinyl for $39.98. Standard vinyl for $34.98. CD, $13.99. Digital downloads, $11.98. And then a still-to-be-determined super deluxe box set, which just has a bunch of question marks written all over it, which is kind of weird.
And Chris has already put in his pre-order for the Super Deluxe Edition.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Always.
We got the first two songs. We'll talk about those here in a minute, but I wanted to mention some of the other songs were mentioned in the article about it. Apparently there's two instrumentals opening and closing the album, Station 1 and Station 2.
Okay.
And the album's named Egypt Station. It's supposed to convey a unique travelogue vibe.
Yeah, what do you think of that idea that you're supposed to go from one place to another, and it's this journey? And I mean, isn't every album kind of like that?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we'll have to wait and see.
Yes,
is what I'd say about that.
Okay.
There's also an acoustic song called Happy With You, a timeless anthem called Peace.
Oh, no.
That gives me very big concerns.
That worries me.
And then what is called an epic multi-movement closer, clocking in at 7 minutes, with a sweet structure harkening back to the days of Paul's previous combos, and it's called Despite Repeated Warnings. So that should be interesting. That hopefully it's not a Uncle Albert Abel Hall's.
That sounds like it could be. I know.
Yeah. And then there was one other track that was mentioned in the DIY piece. This is from DIYMag.com. We Lisa Wright did an interview with him that went up, and we posted that on our Facebook page, and it's called FUHU. So I don't know if that's you or if it's supposed to be something else. Yeah. And that one's the only track that's produced by somebody else. This is Ryan Tedder.
Okay.
Produces One Republic and has worked with Beyonce and Maroon 5. And in the article, it says, Ryan says, what do you want to get out of this? And Paul responded, a hit.
Okay. So it's commercial sounding, I guess. All right.
Maybe you'll get a hit out of that. Who knows?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's the upcoming Egypt Station. But we have two tracks to listen to. And it looks right now like these might be tracks 2 and 3 on the album.
Oh, back to back.
So. Back to back. So I'm not sure if that's true or not, but that's how if you go to, I do Amazon Music Unlimited.
Yeah.
And it shows up as 2 and 3 okay. on there. So I don't know if that's, I don't know if that's true, but.
Yeah, because I looked at the Amazon listing and right now it just has those two tracks and then a bunch of question marks. So I guess they're going along with the keeping us in suspense on the order. But it is interesting. I mean, so they hyped this a lot with the with the description. And do you want to talk about which comes first on the album, which is supposedly?
Well, I don't know which we heard at the start of the episode.
Okay. So you want to talk about that first? Because it's described as a plaintive ballad, right? Or soul-soothing number or something like that.
Yeah, it's kind of a plaintive ballad. Is what this is all from the McCartney site.
Yeah.
The word out of his mouth. So I think it's an odd choice for the first full song in the album, if it is that. It starts with sort of a keyboard piano kind of thing and acoustic guitar. It is a very self-doubtful laden song lyrically.
Yeah.
A lot of where am I going wrong? I don't know. Later he changes that to what am I doing wrong and why am I going wrong? And the bridge, kind of odd sounding bridge. What's the matter with me? Am I right? Am I wrong?
But then
a little bit of
optimism. Yeah,
it's all right. Sleep tight. I'll take the strain. It sort of seems to me to be like a someone going through some turmoil.
Yeah,
but he's because he has some people in his life to take care of. He mentions a brother. He mentions his wife. He doesn't necessarily say my wife, but he mentions he's in a relationship.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm gonna take this on myself and get through these troubled emotions that I'm having.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of odd. I mean, I've listened to it a bunch of times. I kind of like it. Good bass, and I like his strained kind of vocals on this. It sort of works with the song. Maybe a little bit of a overproduced kind of drum thing that I don't like. But overall, I kind of like it. How do you feel about it?
Some of the same things that you had said. I thought the lyrics seem kind of stream of consciousness to me. You're sort of like someone just thinking out loud a lot of things and having these doubts. But then I'm a little confused when it goes positive, but then doesn't end that way. So I'm not sure. Maybe it is trying to be like a somebody just thinking through everything. But it, to me, it's as always with McCartney, it's his music that's more memorable. To me, it sounds a lot like, and other people have noted this, but the John Lennon song Now and Then, which was the one that was the supposed to be the third Threedles song. But it's got a real similarity, especially at the beginning, that introduction you talked about with the piano.
Yeah.
So there's something similar there. I like the first line about crows and dogs. There's crows at my, what is it?
Dogs at my feet.
Yeah,
I
and
think.
Crows at my door or something like that. I kind of like that line. I thought there's some good bass fills, nice chord progressions. The instrumental middle is cool. The chord progression and the music in the middle is nice. With the, there's like a guitar solo or piano solo, sustained and subdued. A lot of people have also said this song sounds like something from Chaos and Creation in the backyard, mm-hmm. and I could see that as well. It does have that sound to it. So,
well, you know, it wasn't what I was expecting. That's for sure.
I mean,
especially when you read ballad, you're like, here's another love. It wasn't. It was a lot more interesting, a lot more in depth, and
yeah.
A kind of a gray song, so
it is gray.
Not necessarily black and white,
yeah.
That's not exactly ebony and ivory like his other songs.
No, and it takes a while to grow on you. I think it takes you got to listen to it a few times to kind of get into it. Yeah, interesting. I don't know. We'll see if it is the second song on the album, the first real song, which is like you say, a bit of a strange choice. So I would have expected the other song, Come On To Me, to be more of the opener, because it does have that sound.
They call this the Rocket Stomper. I don't think it's too rock.
I don't either. No.
It's strange. Now, when he played this in the surprise, he played this one in the surprise live gig he did in Liverpool last week. And everybody thought it was Come Home To Me.
Which is what I wrote down, too. I thought it sounded like that.
And it does.
Yeah.
But it is Come On To Me.
Yeah.
If you dig its lyrics, it fills the heart that old guys can still get it on, right?
At least there's something positive there, yeah.
The basic track... The guitars are real basic on this, and the drums are pretty good, but pretty straightforward tune. I do like the music break though that gets into like a sitar.
That's
I don't
the
know
best
if
part.
It's a sitar or not, but we'll get the instrumentation listing, I'm sure, when the album comes out.
Mm-hmm.
But and then the horns, and I think that those are the best parts, like at the middle. End of it.
Yes.
But it's an odd song. It sounds like it's about a lazy hookup, And you notice he says, if you come on to me, then, sure. If you do it, then sure. I guess I'll come on.
Yeah.
I suppose. Too.
Yeah.
And then there are a couple kind of strange lyrics. One is, I caught a look. I don't see the point resisting your temptation.
Well, now, that supposedly, again, this is all conjecture from people reading into it, but so I saw it posted that this was a song about Nancy and the first time that he met her and how she wanted more than casual conversation with that look. I like the hooker interpretation. Sounds a lot more interesting.
Well, the weirdest line, because I think of him as a married man.
Yes, yes.
Right? So because of Nancy, so he has the line, before you grab your coat, I'll try to be discreet. We can't be seen exchanging information.
Ooh,
so it's sort
like
of
an affair.
Plays almost like an affair, like a cheating affair, but probably thinking if it is about meeting Nancy,
mm-hmm.
that's what this is really is about, then it's sort of like, well, you know, I'm a famous guy and that kind of thing. But just the average Joe, as that song, it would be like very much like, oh, are you cheating?
Yeah, what's going on here? A little something on the side. Yeah.
It's odd. Yeah, there are the funny bits towards the end.
Well, I was going to say
yes, I will now.
There's some great histrionics here at the end for Chris. So with yes, I will.
The ending of the song, though, I was like, I couldn't quite place what it reminded me of. Mm-hmm. And then it finally did. It reminds me of the end of Big Barn Bed.
Ooh, that's a good
and
point.
And then I sort of pulled them up and I played them next to each other, and the tempos are very similar, and mm-hmm. the sound of the song is very similar.
That's
so
true.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But overall, I'm a little less enthused about that than I am about I Don't Know. However, they both give me a little bit of optimism that it's going to be at least an interesting ride, this album that we're going to get.
Yeah, I think so. My comments for Come On To Me was, like we said, I kept thinking it was Come Home To Me. And it really does sound like that. But I think the drums, I thought, were kind of plodding throughout, just really kind of didn't do much. But the bass was always great. And that middle section, to me, like just when the song feels like it's getting a little monotonous, that comes in, it's in a minor key, and mm-hmm. just kind of like changes the whole thing.
I like it's just a music break.
Yeah, it's a music break. It's like a syncopated da 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 da, like very cool kind of syncopations, and I couldn't tell if it was real horns or if it was Wicks playing on the keyboard. It was a little processed sounding to me, and we know he uses Wicks to play all the horn parts in concerts. So like you said, we'll have to wait and see what the credits are, but. I like the Indian kind of sitar or kind of some sort of Indian influence in that break. But otherwise, it's kind of a generic tune, a little less impressive maybe, or less interesting than the other song.
But overall, I'm optimistic.
Yes.
These aren't terrible songs.
Oh, no.
So
no, not at all.
It sounds like we're going to get an interesting album. Now, I would absolutely have to mention this article from DIY.
Yes,
Lisa Wright.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end, she asks, have you finished preparing the 50th anniversary package of that one yet? That one being the White Album.
Yes.
And Paul's response, it's all in place. I've just got a couple of essays to approve. It's all lined up. It's really good. And he also mentions a little bit, it's very cool, and it sounds like you're in the room. That's the great thing about doing remasters. But we've also got some demos of the songs, so you get things stripped right back to just John's voice and a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
You just think, how bleeping good was John? Amazing. For just doing it. It was amazing. So obviously, that's Escher demos.
Yeah.
So I think that's as close to an official announcement as we can
I know, cause I,
get until we actually get it an official announcement.
And I think there are crows at my door that I'm going to have to eat here, because I thought I was not convinced there was actually going to be another big set after the Sgt. Pepper one. So I may have to eat crow on this one and plunk my credit card down for for the big four-discer or whatever it's going to be.
But
it sounds like there is going to be something. So, it's going to be a busy, and then supposedly the two reissues of Wildlife and Red Rose Speedway. I don't know how all of this is going to happen in the next 6 months, but, we'll see, I guess. It's going
to
be all the time here.
I'm going to have to get that second job.
Start driving for Uber or something here and pay for your,
We'll have to take donations
yes,
or something. Yes. We'll get something so that people can donate $5 so that maybe one of the other ones can get the Red Rose Speedway Deluxe.
Yes. We've got to get that so we can super deluxe.
Big barn bed.
Yeah. You want alternates of bip bop and mumbo and
yeah. Yep.
So. Yeah, but we're pretty excited and Paul's everywhere these days. As we're recording today, tonight is the broadcast of James Corden with the Carpool Karaoke from Liverpool. So I'm sure that'll be online. You can see that tomorrow or whenever this comes out. So, he's everywhere these days. Well, we will see.
Well, let's go out with that other track. It's been really great to talk about this and to actually have something to talk about.
Definitely, definitely. So we'll be, we had another topic planned and we just shelved it here because this is very timely. So, We want to hear what you think. So share your thoughts on, and some of you already have, on our Facebook and Twitter pages, and let us know what you think. And so we'll be back with another episode coming soon, and hope you enjoy the two new McCartney songs. Here's an excerpt from Come On To Me.
I saw you flash a smile that seemed to me to say you wanted so much more than casual.